Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
You smell something, Rabbit?
Fear.
Well, they're smelling that in Washington right now, especially after the Fed chair testified before Congress yesterday with a very grim message. After all, Ben Bernanke is not somebody who's been known for his big smiles and giggles, but now he seems more iron-faced than ever.
The recovery is close to faltering. We need to make sure that the recovery continues and doesn't drop back, and that the unemployment rate continues to fall downward.
Add to Bernanke's warnings the terrifying prediction from businessman and philanthropist George Soros, who says we're heading for another Great Depression. Joining us now to talk about all these fears, Peter Spiegel, Brussels bureau chief with the Financial Times. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Celeste.
All right. So clearly, if Ben Bernanke says the recovery may be faltering, that means he's talking about a double dip recession, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, they're worried about that in the U.S., and they're worried about that here. And to be honest with you, the European situation is hanging over everyone's head, because this has now been going on for 18 months, where we've had this Greek problem hanging over our head, and we still don't have a solution. European leaders met over the last 2 days in Luxembourg, of all places, where I spent the last couple of days, and we're groping towards a final solution. But again, we're still weeks, if not months, away from resolving Greece, and that is increasingly hanging on the European banking sector, which is beginning to infect the U.S. banking sector, which is beginning to infect the real economies in both the U.S. and Europe, and that is a real danger, sending things back into this double dip you were talking about.
You know, Peter Spiegel is Brussels bureau chief with the Financial Times. You know, Peter, the last recession seems to have worsened our income gap rather than made it better, i.e. some of the people who suffered the most were the middle and lower classes. And I'm wondering if a double dip recession would do more of the same. I mean, would the top earners come out of it relatively okay, and we see even more American families slipping into poverty?
Well, I think that's always the case in a recession. I mean, the fact of the matter is, when unemployment rises, the people who get hit the most are sort of your average working class Americans and Europeans. It's just the nature of most downturns. And I think we've seen, even the recovery that, as limited as it's been over the last year or 18 months, has been, what economists call a jobless recovery. We haven't seen the kind of working class jobs that have, normally benefit in a more robust recovery. So not only are we heading into a double dip economic recession, but there's not only no job growth in the last run, the nascent recovery. There's likely to be negative job growth, and when that happens, your average working class person is the person who's going to get hit first.
But Ben Bernanke says we have to keep ourselves from sliding back into recession, and at the same time, there doesn't seem to be a unified idea about how to keep that from happening. He did weigh in saying this isn't the time to be cutting spending. But at this point, do we really have a clear pathway towards avoiding a double dip?
Well, this, to be honest with you, is exactly the most difficult point. This is why this recession, or this double dip recession we're looking at, is now much different than we faced in 2008. In 2008, we had, frankly, a lot of resources. We had the governments in the U.S., in Europe, sort of get together and do a massive stimulus that really sort of avoided a deeper and darker, almost a depression. They had those resources at hand. Now, we don't have those resources. And not only do we not have those resources, the politics of this has gotten incredibly difficult. I mean, we know all the problems the president has had in Washington getting anything through Congress. This jobs plan is already facing resistance from the congressional Republicans. Here in Europe, you've seen strong resistance to doing anything stimulative. The concerns here is more raising taxes and cutting spending because of the debt crisis. You've seen the Germans in particular push this. They want to see Europe continue to cut spending, not stimulate spending. There's been some moves afoot by some countries, by the EU here in Brussels, to try to get some more stimulus into the system to try to avoid this double dip. But again, the resources aren't there, and the politics are against it right now. And that is the real problem. When economists talk about the tools in the hands of policymakers to make this go away or to alleviate this, they're just not there anymore. And that's the real danger why this one could be much deeper than the one happened in 2008.
Well, Peter Spiegel, I mean, George Soros actually puts it even more bluntly. He says it's beyond politics and beyond resources. It's just, there's absolutely no institution that's capable of responding to what happened in 2008. The Lehman Brothers collapse, there was actually a way of coming together and dealing with that. He's proposing that essentially the entire Eurozone be scrapped and brought into some much more centralized kind of central bank, single currency politics under the umbrella of economic sort of authority regime. And there's no chance of that happening. It seems to me he's saying it's over.
Well, I mean, George Soros, obviously a much smarter man than I, so I don't want to disagree with the great man like him. I would disagree in this regard, though. The European end of this crisis, which, to be honest with you, is the end that is proposing the most drag on the global economy right now, could be solved actually quite quickly in this regard. And this gets to what Soros' point is. What he's talking about in terms of a grand European single nation, single economy, rests on the backs of Germany. What we need is Germany to turn up and say, look, we've got your backs. We are now going to guarantee the bonds, the debts of every single Eurozone country out there. Stop selling Italian bonds. Stop selling Portuguese bonds. Stop worrying about a Greek default. We will take care of it. Because Germany is big enough and is healthy enough right now to basically carry all of Europe on its back. The problem, again, is the politics. And this is what Soros is worried about. Right now, that is a very tough sell to the German voters. And you've seen Merkel become increasingly less popular in recent weeks. She's lost a series of regional elections, so she's even in a much more difficult situation now. So the ability of Germany to actually say this, is to stand up and say, we will carry Europe, has become very politically difficult. So it is, to me, it is a political crisis, not an economic crisis. If Germany were to turn around and say, we got you covered, I think this crisis goes away very quickly. It's just that political question. And we're beginning to see some movement on Germany's behalf. Whether it's soon enough and fast enough and enough will have to be seen in the coming weeks. But that, to me, is the place to watch right now. To watch is Berlin.
Well, is Washington Berlin also? I mean, is the Americans' ability to avoid another recession also dependent on Germany and the Eurozone?
Well, look, I don't think we saw Tim Geithner showing up in a random city in Poland 2 weeks ago because he likes to holiday in Europe. I mean, he is, amongst the G7, the most active in badgering the Europeans to take more active, and particularly with the Germans. I mean, there was quite a bit of you know, what the Brits call argy-bargy, a bit of a fight broke out between Geithner and some of the European leaders, including the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, over this very issue. I mean, Geithner is pushing the Germans to stimulate their economy. They have low borrowing costs. They have quite a bit of room in their budget to spend, and the Germans just said no. So, I mean, it is telling that Geithner has now made two trips to Europe in the last month to badger the Europeans, and that goes to show how concerned the Americans are about Europe dragging down the entire global economy.
Peter Spiegel, Brussels Bureau Chief with the Financial Times. Thanks, Peter.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.